Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna himself is mentioned here. I don't know if we get that far. That whenever I'm trying to understand myself, the love that my devotees feel for me, my beauty, sweetness, he said, I stop at Radharani. Because Srimati Radharani understands Krishna's moods are best, and she's perfectly reciprocated with all of Krishna's moods. Therefore, she's considered the greatest devotee. So here, let's start from text number 658. Iti lagyagi kari kara vivarana yahaya haya gorera mahima katana. Therefore I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that description the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Srimati Radhika is a transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Haladini. That Haladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately discussed the Haladini potency in his Priti Sandarbha. He says that the Vedas clearly state only devotional service can lead one to the personality of Godhead. Only devotional service can help a devotee meet the Supreme Lord face to face. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is attracted by devotional service, and as such the ultimate supremacy of the Vedic knowledge rests in knowing the science of devotional service. What is the particular attraction that makes the Supreme Lord enthusiastic to accept devotional service, and what is the nature of such service? The Vedic scriptures inform us that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute, is self-sufficient, and that Maya, nescience, can never influence him at all. Therefore, the potency that overcomes the Supreme must be purely spiritual. Such a potency cannot be anything of the material manifestation. The bliss enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be of material composition, like the impersonalist conception of the bliss of Brahman. Devotional service is reciprocation between the two, and therefore it cannot be located simply within oneself. Therefore the bliss of self-realization, Brahmananda, cannot be equated with devotional service. So here is explained that the devotional service must be to attract Krishna. Krishna said, Bhakti Mahama Janati, I can only be known, and I am attracted by and I am conquered by the love of my devotees who control their senses. And in many places we see how Krishna becomes submissive. Although he is the supreme self-sufficient personality of Godhead, Atmarama, completely self-satisfied, you see how he becomes attracted to his devotees. So what is that potency that that actually attracts the self-sufficient Lord? The Lord is Atmarama. How can he be attracted by anything? He's completely self-satisfied. But here we see that he is attracted by the devotees. And he's pointing out that the bliss, the so-called bliss of Brahman, that is the impersonalist conception of the absolute truth of Satchitananda. When they enter into the Lord's presence, impersonal presence, into the jyoti, or become one with God, they don't actually taste this bliss, because the bliss comes from reciprocation. They don't taste the actual Haladini, because their goal is one. So they simply taste the presence of the Lord, or the sant aspect, the sense of being. They don't experience they experience the sun bit, not the sandini, or the haladini. The haladini is actually the pleasure potency that we describe. And the sun bit is the existence potency. They miss the knowledge potency, because there's no duality there, and they miss the haladini shakti, which comes from the relationship between the two. So they only experience a part of Godhead. So I cannot compare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has three kinds of internal potency, namely haladini shakti, or the pleasure potency, the santini, or existential potency, and the sambit, or cognitive. This is, like we say, Satchidananda, the same thing. Sat is the existence, chit is the cognitive knowledge, and Hadin is the pleasure ananda. In the Vishnu Purana, the Lord is addressed as follows: O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Haladini, Sandini, and Sambit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and the mixture of the two do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Haladini is a personal manifestation of the blissfulness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he enjoys pleasure. Because the pleasure potency is perpetually present in the Supreme Lord, the theory of the impersonalist that the Lord appears in the material mode of goodness cannot be accepted. The impersonalist conclusion is against the Vedic version that the Lord possesses a transcendental pleasure potency. When the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited by His grace in the person of a devotee, when the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited by His grace in the person of a devotee, that manifestation is called love. Love of God. Love of God is an epithet for the pleasure potency of the Lord. Therefore, devotional service reciprocated between the Lord and His devotee is an exhibition of the transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. So that's how you perceive this Aladini Shakti is only through the on the basis of exchange in devotional service, and that Haladini is contacted, or actually Krishna extends the Aladini potency to touch the devotee, also called Bhakti. The mixture of the two, the Haladini and the Sambit. Because the Sambit is where everything takes place, everything rests in that. That's the scene, that's the the arena where everything takes place and everything is manifest. And it manifests in different features also, as personalities also. But that's where there's the place, and then there's the actual activities where all they take place. It comes under Sandini, then pleasure is realized by that exchange. That's why Mayavadis, they can't experience that. Those ignorant persons cannot understand the distinction between impersonal spiritual bliss and variegatedness of the spiritual pleasure potency. The Haladini potency gives the Lord all transcendental pleasure, and the Lord bestows such a potency upon His pure devotee. 61. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Haladini is his aspect of bliss. Sandini of eternal existence and Sambit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. In his thesis, Bhagavad Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami explains the potencies of the Lord as follows. The transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he maintains his existence, is called Sandini. The transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him is called Sambit. The transcendental potency by which he possesses transcendental bliss and causes his devotees to have bliss is called Haladini. The total exhibition of these potencies is called Vishuddha-sattva, and this platform of spiritual variegatedness is displayed even in the material world when the Lord appears here. The pastimes and manifestations of the Lord in the material world are therefore not at all material. They belong to the pure transcendental state. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that anyone who understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance, activities and disappearance becomes eligible for freedom from material bondage upon quitting the present material tabernacle. That's what it means to understand the Lord's appearance, disappearance, pastimes. And they're all enacted within his own spiritual potencies. He can enter into the spiritual kingdom to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and reciprocate the Ladini potency and transcendental actions between him and the Lord. In the mundane mode of goodness, there are tinges of passion and ignorance. Therefore, mundane goodness, being mixed, is called Mishra Sattva. But the transcendental variegatedness of Vishuddha Sattva is completely free from all mundane qualities. Vishuddha Sattva is therefore the proper atmosphere in which to experience the Personality of Godhead and his transcendental pastimes. One should come to the Vishuddha Sattva platform, free from the three modes of material nature, before one can actually experience in full the Lord's pastimes going on. Spiritual variegatedness is eternally dependent. Independent of all material conditions and is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both being absolute. The Lord and his devotees simultaneously perceive the Haladini potency directly by the power of the Sambit potency. Above all these mundane quality of manifestations is Vishuddha Sattva. When it is predominated by the Sandini potency, it is perceivable as the existence of all that be. When predominated by the Sambit potency, it is perceived as knowledge in transcendence. And when predominated by the Haladini potency, it is perceived as the most confidential love of Godhead. Vishuddha Sattva, the simultaneous manifestations of these three in one, is the main feature of the Kingdom of God. This is like here, we have Raja, Tamas and Sattva. Krishna says, and they're always competing with each other for supremacy. So in the spiritual, the Krishna's energy, and spiritual energy, or the Vishuddha Sattva also has these three divisions, three areas there. Sambit, Sandini and Haladini. And whichever one is predominant, then you'll experience, as is mentioned here, you'll experience as knowledge, or Sambit, or and Sandini is perceivable as the existence of all that be. And then when predominated by the Haladini potency, it is perceived as the most confidential love of God. The absolute truth, therefore, is the substance of reality, eternally manifest in three energies. The manifestation of the internal energy of the Lord is the inconceivable inconceivably variegated spiritual world. The manifestation of the marginal energy comprising the living entities and the manifestation of the external energy is the material cosmos. Therefore, the Absolute Truth includes these four principles. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, His internal energy, His marginal energy, and His external energy. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Haladini, Sandhi, and Sambit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes, which cause happiness, misery, and mixture of the two, do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Quote from Vishnu Purana. The essential portion of Sandhini potency is Sudha Sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests on it. Krishna's mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of Sudha Sattva. The condition of pure goodness, Sudha Sattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudeva. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses and who is known as Vasudeva, is perceived by my mind. This is a quote from Lord Shiva, from Bhagavatam. The essence of the Sambit potency is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. All other kinds of knowledge, such as knowledge of Brahman, are its components. The essence of the Haladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. The product of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Haladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does a living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Haladini Shakti is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from a living being, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted by the glamour of the material energy. At that time, instead of becoming mad with love of Godhead, the living entity becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by his interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. Sri Radha Thakurani is an embodiment of Mahabhava. She is a repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel amongst all the lovely consorts of Krishna. Purport. So here we're saying the essence of the Haladini potency is love of God, and the essence of love of God is bhava, or emotion, and the ultimate development of motion is mahabhava, and Radharani is the embodiment of mahabhava. This is the essence of the Haladini Shakti. She's the Haladini Shakti personified. The unadulterated actions of the Haladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, and or transcendental sentiment, and the highest pitch of that bhava is called mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is the personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. Therefore, she is the highest. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead, and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Of these two gopis, it's a quote from Uddhava Radharani and Chandravali. Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava and she surpasses all in good qualities. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Prabhupada. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Krishna's internal potency has manifested all attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Haladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. Now please listen how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help his pastimes. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds: the goddesses of fortune, the queens, and the milkmaids of Raja, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Just as the fountainhead Lord Krishna is the cause of all incarnations, so Radha is the cause of all these consorts. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display forms of Vaibhav Vilas. The queens are the nature of a Vaibhav Prakash. The Raja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is no such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist the Lord's pastimes. Among them, there are various groups of consorts in Vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and of the pastimes. Prabhupada was saying that as Lord Krishna expands himself, into different forms, so Srimati Radharani expands herself into all the female forms corresponding to his expansions of Vishnu forms, etc. Radha is one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the entrantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda, and the crest jewel of all his consorts. The transcendental goddess, Srimati Radharani, is a direct counterpart of Lord Krishna. She is a central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without are Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or Krishna Mayi means she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of filling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore the pranas call her Radhika. Truly the personality of God has been worshipped by her. Therefore Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. This is from Bhagavatam. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is a full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. These two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire any state and none different. Radha, Krishna are one, and yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellow of pastimes. To promulgate prema bhakti, devotional service in love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha. Thus I've explained the meaning of the fifth verse. So then he's going on to explain the how Lord Chaitanya is the embodiment of Radharani's emotions. That he was the heart of Lord Chaitanya is the image of Sri Radhika's emotions. Thus feelings of pleasure and pain arise constantly therein. But Lord Chaitanya's heart was full of the feelings of Srimati Radharani, and his appearance resembles hers. So Damodar has explained his attitude as Radha Bhava Murti, the attitude of Radharani. One who engages in sense gratification on the material platform can hardly understand Radha Bhava. But one who is freed from the demands of sense gratification can understand it. Radha Bhava must be understood from the Goswamis, those who are actually controllers of the senses. From such authorized sources, it is to be known that the attitude of Srimati Radharani is the highest perfection of conjugal love, which is the highest of the five transcendental mellows, and it is the complete perfection of love of Godhead. From the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an intelligent person engaged in pure devotional service can understand that he always felt separation from Krishna within himself. In that separation, he sometimes felt that he had found Krishna and was enjoying the meeting. The significance of this separation and meeting is very specific. If someone tries to understand the exalted position of Lord Chaitanya without knowing this, he is sure to misunderstand it. One must first become fully self-realized, otherwise one may misidentify the Lord as a nagara or the enjoyer of the damsels of Raja, thus committing the mistake of rasabhas or overlapping understanding. Just as Radhika went mad at the sight of Uddhava, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was obsessed day and night with the madness of separation. When Uddhava went to Vrindavan to take the message from Lord Krishna to the Vrijavasis, then when they saw the Uddhava, they thought it was Krishna because it looked like Krishna. They saw the chariot first, and it was the same chariot that Asura took Krishna away in. And so the gopis, they came up and the driver was there. They started to beat the driver. They said, "What are you doing? Why have you come again?" And then they saw Uddhava. Uddhava was approaching, just taking his bath in the Jamuna. And he looked just like Krishna. So they were stunned a little bit at first. And he used to wear Krishna's cloth, maha cloth sometimes. So then they would ask him about how is Krishna? He came to tell him. Actually, Krishna sent Uddhava to experience. He sent him to Vrindavan to understand or to experience the kind of love that the Vrijavasis had for him. So he wrote everyone a letter. He wrote all of the Vrijavasis the letters, and Uddhava delivered them. So Uddhava was experiencing, because first he met the gopas as soon as he got in, and They gathered around him. They thought it was Krishna at first. He began discussing with them, and they said, "Oh, you're so fortunate, you've just seen Krishna, we haven't seen him for such a long time." And they gave them, they asked him how he was doing, he gave them the letter. And they all became happy and laughing and great ecstasy. He gave it, the letters from Krishna. Then they read the letters and they all started to cry again. Because remembering Krishna, that he was so near yet so far away, Uddhava pacified them and said, "He's going to come. He'll be coming shortly." So then he went to the Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. And he experienced their emotions were even more intense. From the Shaka to Vatsala and Madhura, he saw the different grades of ecstatic love for Krishna there. So he tried to console them, saying that they were so fortunate that Krishna was. And he gave them the same philosophy that Krishna sent in the letter, that he's actually, there can't be any separation from him. But they was a little upset with this. We're not jnanis, we're not yogis, just like the gopis also. They said the same thing, we're not interested in this. They've done all that in previous births. They don't care that Krishna's the super soul. They just love Krishna, and they want to be with him. So seeing this, then ultimately when he met the gopis, then there was even acting more strangely. And then Radha, when they brought Radha into the closer, she wouldn't come too close. And he understood that by the description Krishna gave, this was Radharani. And he circumambulated Radharani. And he gave her a letter. So just by receiving that letter, then Radharani touched it to her head. touched her eyes, and then she smelt the letter. So just by touching that letter, she was actually touching Krishna. She was feeling exactly like Krishna was there. By smelling that letter, she could smell Krishna's musk, agarwal scent. Therefore, she fainted. So Uddhava was watching all these different grades of love that the different residents have. But here he saw the complete embodiment of Radharani, of the most intense love for Krishna. Variegated. Because all the moods Radharani displays in Madhura Bhava, they will display the moods of also Shakya and also Vatsala. Sometimes they will play with Krishna as equals, and sometimes they will chastise him as a superior. So all of those rasas will be contained within Madhura Rasa. And so Uddhava was experiencing something of this. Well, she would read the letter, and then she would cry, and then she would suddenly throw the letter away. Who is this Krishna anyway? Who cares about this boy Krishna? And then again she would faint. So he's perceiving all these ecstatic moods in Radharani. To ultimately, he promised that he couldn't find any way of consoling them. The only way to console them was to bring Krishna. Because what else is there? They've already achieved. If you've achieved the love of Krishna and association of Krishna, there's nothing to be had in all of the worlds. nothing left beyond that. And everything else is a little pale in consideration. So how could you satisfy someone? How could Uddhava satisfy someone? Even he was a dwargabasi. He's although he was a great friend of Krishna, his mood was still tinged with awe and reverence. So he didn't even compare with the elderly gopis and gopas in Vatsalabhava. What to speak of those in Madhura? So how could he console them? How could he pacify them? It wasn't within his capacity. They were he wasn't a devotee of that degree, although he was a pure unalloyed devotee. He surrendered to Krishna and loved Krishna. He was complete, but still this is something completely new to him. That the love of the gopis or the vrijbasis exhibited without any tinge of formality or awe and reverence that he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even they know it. So great was their love that it even conquered that. So he promised he would bring Krishna back, and that pacified him. He said, can you really do that? Yeah, Krishna is my friend. I promise, as soon as I get there, I'll fall at his feet, and I'll grab hold of his feet, and I'll cry, and I won't let go until he promises to come here and see you. So that pacified them. They accepted. Okay, maybe he can. It's a chance. There's a straw there. Otherwise, Krishna might never come. So then they thanked him profusely and loaded him down with presents to take to Krishna. And he said, actually, it's better you write a letter personally. He told Radhika, better you personally write a letter. So they said it's a good idea. But when she went to write the letter, she was crying so much that it just washed everything away. So after a long time, then they gave up trying to write a letter. And but she gave some messages to give to Krishna. So when Uddhava went back to Dwarka to see and saw Krishna, Krishna was sitting in a solitary place, so he approached Krishna and paid his obeisances. And Krishna said, "Oh, Uddhava," he said, you're very effulgent. He said, "You look so effulgent, so wonderful. You must have had a very nice experience. So please tell me what you want. Anything you want, any wish you give, I'll satisfy." So now Krishna's put himself on the spot there. Then Uddhava, he was an advisor to Krishna and a great diplomatic person also. So you know, he asked Krishna, he said, "Krishna, I always thought you were soft-hearted." He said, don't you know how much what the residents of Vrindavan are feeling for you, how much they love for you? Do you realize how much they're suffering, how Nanda and Yasoda, they're running around like mad people. They're not eating, they're not cooking. You know how your friends and... And he was going... So he started to explain all the different things. how your sweetheart Radharani is there waiting along, almost like a ghost. And as soon as he heard the name Radharani, Krishna's head stumped forward and his crown fell off and he started crying. Then he said, "What can I do?" And he said, "Uddhava said you should come back to Vrindavan." So then everything stopped. So the whole universe stopped. They're waiting for Krishna's answer. The birds stopped, the river stopped flowing. The only sound heard was Krishna's tears falling on the leaves. And he said, yes, yeah, we must go. We must go back to Vrindavan. So sometimes Krishna went back to Vrindavan. So we see that the love of Srimati Radharani was so intense that Krishna lost all composure. Whenever he saw her, he used to say his flute used to fall from his belt or his crown would fall. He didn't even know. So enamored that he is Madan Mohan. He is the enchanter of Cupid. And Radharani is Madan Mohini. So she enchants even the enchanter of Cupid. So this is the position of Srimati Radharani. She is the embodiment of the Haradini Shakti, Krishna's own internal pleasure potency. So she knows just how to satisfy Krishna best. Whatever particular mood Krishna has, Srimati Radharani can match that mood. That's why she's the greatest devotee. The other gopis had their own specific moods and fortes. But Radharani, she can compete with all of them. She has a whole vista of moods that she can directly satisfy Krishna with. So although the pastimes go on, and it seems like young boy, young girl, loving emotional affairs, and it is. It is, but it's not ordinary. It's not like, it's actually beyond our imagination. Because it's a stage of realization, to realize the Vishuddha Sattva, that's Brahma Bhuta platform. Then one can appreciate. But we see here there's a reflection in the spiritual world, of the reflection of the spiritual world, it's the material world. And you see that goes on here, the amorous pastimes, the boy-girl relationship, the emotions become intertwined, there's pleasure, pain from that, and it's relishable, both the pleasure and the pain are both relishable for the lovers. So you see here, that's a reflection, but here the is a mundane, it has a beginning and an end, and it's not pure. You see, Krishna is being the reservoir of everything, and the fountainhead of everything. He's actually the only Vishaya, he's only the actual enjoyer. And everything else, because it's emanation from him, different energies of his, personified, is to support his desires for pleasure and facilitate those, and also create new nuances that Krishna doesn't even think about by the agency of yoga maya. So they're all in accordance with Krishna's pleasure and Krishna's desires. They know what Krishna likes. Therefore they can make programs to give Krishna pleasure. So that is their focus. So that is in the all these pastimes take place in the Vishuddha Sattva atmosphere, purely spiritual atmosphere. But there's none of these impurities like in the material world where everyone else wants actually Krishna's position. We want to be the object of the sense perception. We want to perceive pleasure through our senses. So really the relationships in the material world are that of exploitation. We love somebody or we make friends with someone because we have a motivation for doing it. We have a motivation to fulfill. That is why we make friends. That is why we have these relationships. But there in the spiritual world, it's there in its original pure form. That is, they all, they actually love Krishna more than their own lives. There's no self-motivation there. They actually love Krishna more than their lives. Giving Krishna pleasure gives them greater pleasure than when they go out and receive their own pleasure. It's called pleasure. Because Krishna is a reservoir of pleasure. And he's the soul of the souls. It's like the soul, the body is attractive because the soul is in there. As soon as the soul goes, the body is not attractive anymore. So we want to enjoy bodies only because the soul is there. So it's actually the soul that's attractive. So just imagine, so therefore when a person becomes self-realized, then he can give up sense gratification for the body because he's got something better, because his soul is more attractive. So just imagine the happiness of the devotees, because Krishna is the soul of all the souls. So they feel unlimitedly much more pleasure by serving that. But in Vrindavan, there you see that they're not interested actually in their own pleasure. Other places they may be. Like here we're interested in our own pleasure. We worship Krishna for our pleasure. That we go to the spiritual world, have a spiritual body with no problems. That is the main impetus for worshipping God. In the material world, the main impetus is we're actually suffering. And we want to be free from the suffering. We want pleasure. That's the main impetus. But even amongst those that self-realize, that is still there. That sense of I-ness is still there, my pleasure. But you see, and even in the spiritual planets, it's there to some extent. But in Vrindavan, you see that it's not there. That Krishna's interest is the supreme activity and thought. So therefore their love is considered the greatest, that is pure unalloyed. In other words, they love Krishna is more dear than their own lives. Of course we can't really compare the love of the residents of Vrindavan. We can't say one loves Krishna more than another. But within their relationships, you see that the love of the gopis there's so much more variegatedness there. Therefore, they can satisfy all of Krishna's desires. And amongst those, then, Srimati Radharani is the chief. And as we know from the tattva, we've heard that actually they're all expansions of Radharani. Radharani is the personification of the Lavini Shakti. All the other gopis are expansions from her. So they serve Radha. They're looking for Radharani's happiness, which is actually our line. Mahaprabhu is coming to give that. We should be interested in Radharani's pleasure. How we can give Radharani pleasure. So if Radharani is too far away, then we'll try to give one who's serving Radharani, assist them. And if they're too far away, we'll assist someone who's assisting them. Like that, we become Das 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 and Das. Gopi Bhartula Kamalaya Das Das and Das. This is our line. This is our mood, what our mentality should be. This is Mahaprabhu is offering this. And he's completely in that mode. He's offering this, his highest loving sentiments available in creation. He's offering that. That is servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. That means you're coming in the serving in the line of the gopis. Then you can experience the most complete personality of God. Experience the personality of God in all his completeness in that particular mood of the Madhurabhava, as servant of the servant. And the amazing thing is that the servants of Radha, they're so close to Radharani. There's two groups, some love Radha more than Krishna, some love Krishna more than Radha. The servants of Radharani, they're so close to her. This is like extensions of her body. They actually perceive her emotions. So when they manage to unite Radha and Krishna, then they feel more pleasure than Radharani. It's an amazing thing. So dasana, dasana, dasana is not such a bad thing. It's not like that in the material world. You know, we want to be up close, up front. That's, you know, but it's not like that. They're already there. The ones up front are already there. There's millions of them. There's millions of confidential servants of the Lord, beginning from Radha to the 8 gopis, 108 gopis, like this, spanning down to their friends. So there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gopis, manjaris, like this. Somehow or other, wherever we can latch onto, you know, and that will be given by our spiritual master, wherever we can latch onto, we can understand all these things. It's only philosophy. But we understand through the parampara, the link is there. So, Gopi Bhartula Kamalai Das Das and Das means following, serving the devotees in the line of this Gaudiya Sampradaya from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. that is our connection. So our particular services or aptitude is, we can serve like that. So we assist in somehow or other. We assist in the servants of Radharani, who actually is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is appearing like Radharani in the same sentiment as Radharani. So she's engaging all of the everyone. So without that Haladini Shakti, without the mercy of Radharani, you can't approach that area of Krishna's pastimes. So she gives that. She gives entrance into Krishna's pastimes. And she, her business is to try to get the devotees to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business in the mood of Radharani is to give love of Krishna to everyone. That's the compassionate mood of Radha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has that compassionate mood also. But even though he's appeared in the material world, he's given that same opportunity to all of those who are unqualified. He's accepting. even you're unqualified, he will accept your service. So this is the way. Therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj says to worship Radha Krishna without going through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply demoniac. It's not possible. First, you must come to the Surya Sattva platform before you can worship Radha Krishna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, and he is giving service to himself freely. And the only qualification is faith. Whether you're purified or unpurified, you can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This way, you're actually serving Radha Krishna. It's accepting that service. Radha Krishna won't accept our service until we're on the Surya Sattva platform. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept the service even in the conditioned state, even in the nearby state, as long as one is sincere. That is the prerequisite to faith. So this is what this means, Mahavaranaya, that he's the most merciful incarnation, because he's given us actual service to Radha Krishna through himself. Very esoteric. Transcendental, but we have to believe that, we accept that, we believe it, and we continue faithfully. Then one day we'll actually realize it, we'll actually perceive it. right now it may just be talk. But still, the fact is that you're actually connected. Mahaprabhu is offering himself to his devotees. And he is the embodiment, he is a mode of Radharani, he is not different from Radharani. He is the sentiment of Radharani, and he is Krishna at the same time. So this is truth. This fact we should understand. And then, if he wants to reach out and touch us with the Haladini Shakti, then we can also have direct perception of the moods. Not, of course, not to the degree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Mahabhava is only available in practically in Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to some extent, then you can actually really perceive that. So that is Mahavadana. But that's not available in other yugas. Throughout the creation, it's not available. Because he made that offering. Yeah? Out of his self-heartedness. Jai Jai Sisi Radhi.